Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, we still got enough time to run out and get something to put on the table for Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow. And instead of recommending wines this week, let's try something a little more original. Ciders.
Ciders, yes, for our traditional pilgrims' Thanksgiving dinner, and actually for your holiday dinner as you get into the later into the holiday season. You know, probably cider and beer would have been, or ale would have been the beverages that were chosen as opposed to fine wine. I have to tell you that, you know, I have never been an enormous cider fan up to this point. Most of what I've seen has been sort of the commercial, not very interesting, sweet, sort of juicy. And so when I decided I wanted to look into cider this time, I really wanted to look into what are now the emerging artisanal ciders.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked into two local producers. One's called Millstone out in Moncton, and the other one's called Foggy Ridge, and they're out of Virginia. And there's a whole lot more to this than I ever thought.
Well, let's start with clearing up one thing. This is not like the apple juice cider that you get, the brown stuff.
No. This is the difference here is sort of like the grapes that you buy for your table versus the grapes that are made for making wine. Well, I don't know. There's no Red Delicious in this. Here are some of the apples that are in this: Cox's Orange Pippin, Dabinet, Granny Winkle, Harrison, Muscadet de Bernay, Roxbury Russet, Virginia Hughes Cradbin, Tremlett's Bitter. I mean, I've never heard of these before, which just goes to show you how much I really don't know about what I'm talking about.
And these ciders tend to be clear.
These were all pretty bright. The ones from Millstone had just a little bit of haze, but that would be appropriate. The ones from Foggy Ridge were definitely very clear and very, very mm-hmm. crisp. The other thing that follows through here is that just as with wine, it sort of makes sense if you think about it. Just as with wine, these products will tend to be either still mm-hmm. or sparkling.
And how sweet do they get?
I got to tell you, even the ones that are referred to as being slightly sweet in these lines, they're not sweet.
So it's pretty bone dry.
No, these are very, I mean, the bone dry ones are really bone dry, sort mm-hmm. of like going, you know, to Brut Sauvage when you're talking about champagne.
Right.
And the ones that are quote unquote sweet are just more of like extra dry.
Tell me about Millstone, our local guy.
Millstone, they're doing some really interesting stuff. In addition to ciders, they're also doing meads, and in some instances, they actually blend a little bit of honey into their ciders. Of the two that I tried, one is called Farmgate, and that is a blend of Jonathan Stamens and Smokehouse apples, and that was very sharp and crisp with slightly smoky note, and these are oak barrel aged, so they get some of that other complexity from the wooden barrels. And then the one of the two that I preferred actually slightly was called Harvest. And this was a cider made of York Imperial apples, Rome Beauties, and then a little bit of honey blended in. It had a very slight sweetness, even though it had terrific acidity. I like that one a lot. Of those two, that would be the ones I would prefer. Foggy Ridge was the sparkling producer, and I actually liked these quite a bit. There were three that I tried. One is called Sweet Stamen Cider, which even though it was the sweetest of the three, was anything but sweet.
Mm-hmm.
One is called Serious Cider, and that's about as bone dry as you can get it.
Right.
And the other one was called First Fruit. Again, for thinking with food, my preference was to the Sweet Stamen Cider, but this is just, you know, wonderfully crisp, tremendous acidity, nice spritz. I mean, just really palatable, and you can just kind of see how it would work with food.
And what are we talking price-wise?
We're talking about anywhere from $17 to $19 across the board.
So these are serious ciders.
They're serious ciders. They're in $7.50, so it's like buying a bottle of wine.
Oh, this is a great, great alternative, and I think they're a lot of fun. We learned to love them in Normandy. So this is good stuff. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.